I know, you know, last year, I think back to his championship game, you know, defending the middle of the field was an area maybe it was a struggle for you guys. How did you feel about yesterday's performance? I know there's different personnel in Baltimore, but it seemed like you guys were able to control things in the middle of the field, even in dealing with some injuries. You know, Devin and Steve both leaving the game. Of course, Steve came back, but having to deal with some personnel turnover there.
Well, I mean, obviously, I just say in regards to, you know, to yesterday's game, I just, you know, give a lot of credit to the players. They did a good job of really trying to go out and execute the game plan, what we were asking them to do, and really just had a good week of work, good practice, and it was good to see that kind of show up on Sunday. So really kind of, you know, just a different, much different game than last year, obviously, you know, different teams, different players, all of that. So just, you know, within yesterday's scope, I thought the guys really tried to do what we asked them to do and execute it at a high level. And certainly there's going to still be room for improvement and things we're going to try to get better. But, you know, it's good to see some of that on the field.
Hey, Matt, two-part question for you. How happy were you with what you saw from Logan Ryan yesterday? And I guess on top of that, what have you seen from him as he's developed throughout the season and where he stands now?
I mean, I think, obviously, we're just, they were going to be happy here for a little bit with the whole team and obviously the defense. Pleased that the results turned out the way they did yesterday. But, you know, we really got to not dwell on it too long. We got to turn our attention here to Buffalo. Certainly got to get ready for them, get ready to go for an extremely tough challenge. I would say Logan, for the course of the season, has done a great job of really preparing every week. He's been a player for us that has played in multiple different roles and different positions, and that's hard to do for anybody. But he's tried to rise to the challenge of being able to be ready to go in any particular case, whether it was in a substitution type of position or he had to go out and, you know, start a particular personnel group and really handle the multitudes of things that we're asking him to do. I think that's been really good. I would say, you know, he obviously has good instincts and some good feel for, the passing game. But there's certainly some things in there that, when I go back and look at the film, that I'm going to want to improve and try to get better. Really try to, keep working to get better every week. So certainly, obviously, we like the production. Production is what we're trying to get out of everybody. And so certainly, those stats are one thing, but, you know, when you take a look at the full picture of everything that was going on, it's really a compilation of a lot of people trying to do the right thing. Dante Hightower being in a good position on the first interception there to, give Logan a chance to play the tip ball. But so it's really a credit to everybody on the defense for trying to do the right things. But again, like I said earlier, obviously we got to move on. We got to get ready for Buffalo and get ready for a huge challenge this weekend. And obviously a team that, had a great game yesterday against an opportunity that just beat us. So certainly they're, Buffalo's moving in the right direction as far as what they're trying to get done offensively. So Coach Marone's going to have them ready to go at an extremely high level, and that's really where our focus has to be.
Yeah, Matt, how much of a challenge has it been for you and your defensive staff to integrate all these new players you've been forced to use through injuries? You lost Devin yesterday for the game. How much of a challenge has that been week to week, not only preparing for the game, but teaching them the system and getting good results?
Well, you know, I'd say at this point of the season, obviously it's not week one. So I think, we're just like everybody that's on the defense, everyone that sits in the room and goes through the game plan meeting. It doesn't really matter if it's your first year or your 10th year. We expect everyone to operate at a very professional level and to be ready to go. And at any particular time, knowing, the league and how things are every year, and say this is any different, but like they are every year, at any particular time, you have to go out there and play and perform. Whether you're out there on the first snap or the seventh or the last, it doesn't matter. We've got to go out and execute at a very high level. So certainly that's just kind of, that's kind of the way that we attack it and we approach it. everybody, you know, is expected to understand and know the information and be ready to go and play. And, you know, at this point in the season, I mean, obviously we're far enough along with that, you know, everyone that is active and ready to go in the game, we expect, you know, to understand what we're doing.
You know, when both, and I know it wasn't long for Dante, but Dante did leave the game briefly. Steve had a little bit more of an extended time. You know, those are two of the players that, since Gerard went down, have been primarily responsible for wearing the green dot for on-field communication. How does that impact, you know, the line of communication when, you know, not just one of those guys go down, but possibly two? Because I'd imagine, you know, if Dante were to go down, Steve would take over some of the responsibilities and vice versa. How did that impact you guys yesterday? Did it have any effect at all on getting the calls in?
Yeah, well, you know, actually, that's a good question. It's actually something we addressed earlier in the week. We have multiple levels of communication, alertness, and awareness that we practice. So there's a lot of guys that are out on the field. In fact, actually, really all of them that know the signals or have communication responsibilities, and we practice it throughout the week so that there really is a smooth transition, no matter, you know, who it is that you know, has to go out there and be the signal caller. You know, we meet with those guys during the week, kind of go through, you know, the game plan and everything that we're doing and the communication. So I would really say that over the last couple of weeks, I think it's something that we really try to put a good emphasis point on. And I think, you know, those guys are trying to do a good job of communicating out on the field and you know, working together. So something we got to obviously continue to do moving forward.